Turn somebody on, right? James,
yeah.
Can we just, you know, what went on just then and who did it?
Well, this was our thing song that we do every night on the bandstand. Everybody had a solo in it, the bass player, the guitar, the drums, and the piano. And I would like to introduce the fellas, you know, playing the guitar. His name is Luther Tucker, and he played and sang. You know, let's give him a nice round of applause, huh? Playing the piano, you can't get nothing right tonight. The organ won't break wave, and I don't think the piano's loud enough for him. But he plays the piano all night and all day. He just plays all the time. His name is Albert. Let's give him a nice little round. Playing on the drums is the man that, I don't know, he keeps up a whole lot of commotion all the time. He's jumping up and spinning them sticks and breaking them, you know, kicking a hole in the drum head, but He's playing the drum. His name is Francis Clay. Now, let's give him that. And my main man is playing the bass. Everybody's got a man, but this is my man. My main man is playing the bass. The young man don't ever get loose till on a Saturday night. Every Saturday night, he sings and dances and play that bass, I'm telling you. But we're gonna get him to singing here a little bit tonight. His name is Bobby Anderson. Let's get him.
We have to get a few credentials in here. Come here, Peter.
Yeah.
It's Peter Wolf of the Hallucinations, and he has a lot more info in the group than I do. What does he do, or what has he done?
Luther?
Yeah, Luther.
Well, Luther, right before Cotton picked him up, was working with Otis Rush, right? And you were working for him for how long?
Off and on, around about 14 years.
14 years.
And Otis pushing it
Rush.
Back.
Yeah.
They were pushing it back, and then you started working off with Walter, didn't you? Bill Walter.
Yeah.
And you did a lot of recording with him. Yeah. Best Little Walter, you're the guitarist on that.
Well, we switched
there. Yeah, you and Robert Lockwood Jr., right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like we got you. Who's
no, but,
next?
No, but he's also on Hate to See You Go, Everything Gonna Be All Right, The Mellow Down Easy Cut, some of Walter's best things.
Luther Tucker.
Yeah, Otis Rush.
How long have you been together, this group, as?
Almost 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Yeah, well, we're not finished.
Okay.
Luther can be heard on the Vanguard thing with Otis Rush. And that's Blues Volume, I think it's 2.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
And Cotton could be heard on Vanguard and Blues Volume 2.
Right.
And he has the old Muddy Band behind him on that. And going behind is Bobby Anderson, who started out with Junior Wells. And he's on a lot of Junior's early stuff, 45s that were, I forget the profile.
Profile. Right, profile records.
And then his latest thing before Cotton was with Musselwhite on Vanguard. Played bass on that.
On the Here Comes Charlie Musselwhite album?
Yeah, he's bass on that. Stand back. And on drums, funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here comes the story and the lies and.
I stopped at about 1940.
Yeah. Yeah, we were rapping. Was that was Jay McChen?
No, but that's where I stopped. Where he gets out of my collection.
Were you with the Jay McChen band?
That was my first big band.
Who was with him?
I was 16 years old. Yeah.
Who was with
Charlie
him? Charlie Shavers. Charlie Shavers, right?
Al
Hibbert, Ballard. Roy Brown.
Dizzy Gillespie in the band.
Dizzy Gillespie in the band, right? All right. Enough dudes.
Albert on piano. Now, Albert, it's very hard to get anything out of him. I know he's did some things recording for B.B. King. Now, I don't know too much about that, but what tune was that?
Flint Robertson was his name, right?
Or the band, but it was, King was playing on that, though, wasn't he? Yeah.
No, B.B. wasn't playing, his band was.
But you wrote the song, didn't you?
I wrote the music.
The music. What was that?
Love Me or Die.
Somebody Love Me or Die.
What label was that?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know where it went.
I don't know too much about Albert. He's quiet.
Never too late.
First.
This is the
first
band?
Finally get
you
back.
Maybe I can say
it. Here it comes.
I was out in Frisco, you know, touring the country with Muddy Waters, and was playing at the jazz workshop in Frisco. And happened to came in and one night, he's talking and said, well, I can play piano, you know. And I said, nah, this guy can't play no piano. This is what I said, you know, to myself. So, the next day, I would come up to my room, you know, and so we kind of run around all day that day. And that night, we went over to the coffee gallery, I believe it was. And he sat out and started to play, you know.
I had to show you.
I said, well, I'll take that back. He can play a piano. So then we got to talk about getting a band. He said, yeah, I'll come right on up to Chicago, you know. We'll do it. So 5 days after I left Frisco, Abbott was in Chicago. And then we planned the band out there. Everybody that we got in the band, except one member of the band, and I don't know what happened to him, but.
I was there when you planned it.
Oh, yeah, Clay was there, but he didn't come with the band, and so we had Sam Lay with the band, you know. And everybody that me and Abbott planned to get for the band, what we have is, yes, all is, you know, that's all I can say about that. And Abbott is playing on the last album, and he's really playing the piano. That's just all I can say about him, you know.
What's with the new album that's coming out? It'll be out in March?
Yeah, it should be out sometime in March.
Mostly new material?
Mostly new material.
Aren't you doing something with, what's her name?
Odetta, right. Yeah, well, we was trying to get something together with her. We don't know when we're going to get into the studio for to do it.
It's not done yet, no. Okay.
The thing I'd like to say about Cotton is the other day he was sitting in the house, somebody knocks on the door with this record, a Sun label.
Yeah. 78.
Cotton Crop Blues, which was recorded when he was...
15
years old. And on guitar, Pat
Hare.
Yeah, who played with, on all the early Bland cuts. And Junior Parker, who's now having a vacation for a little while.
Oh, do one of those, okay. WBUR in Boston. Hey, we've heard from everybody else in the band. James, would you come here? That takes care of all the rules that you have to play by, you know. We've heard from everybody else in the band, except for, doesn't he sing?
No, he just played the drums.
Does he sing?
No. Mumble.
Does he?
No, he just played the drum and mumbled to me, you know.
Mumble. Yeah. we have to get a couple from you, at least.
All right, we'll try.
Okay.
We're going to do one called Blues and My Sleep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's on your first album, right?
Yeah, Blues in My Sleep.
Does this remind you of another radio show that?
I remember that, man. Yeah. I remember that.
That was a long time ago. We were just talking about that when we did when Jay Giles was playing in the Blues Band.
Yeah.
Doesn't this remind you of the King Biscuit?
Oh yeah. Good old days, man.
Yeah, the old days. Huh? Oh. Yeah. Okay.
It remind me of. I remember I had to be down to the station every day at 12:15 with Sonny Boy, you know.
Yeah.
We go through this type of thing all the time. He used to do a thing, sound something like this in the key of A, fellas. Don't start me to talking, huh? Well, going down the roses. Stop at Fannie Mae's. Tell Fannie what a hood. Boyfriend said, no, don't start me to talking. Everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying. Love, somebody's gotta go. Jack get his wife $2 round to get some market. Got out on the street. Old George stopped her. He knocked her down and blacked her eye. She get back home, tell her husband a lie. No, don't start me to talking. I'll tell everything I know. Some money. Go to beauty shop. He humped his home. And she began to stop. So take me, baby, around the block. Going to the beauty shop. Get my house out. No, don't stop me to talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this scene of mine. I was back in the good old days, you know. Sonny Boy used to tell me so well. Sonny Boy used to tell me so well. Whenever you go down to Roses, stop at Fannie Mae, you say you got to come back and tell about what she did to you. I said, what she do to you, Sonny? He said, you know what happened to me, man? I said, what? He says, 9 below 0. And that woman done put me down. So he did it like this, huh? Hey! Shame. another good friend of mine, Little Waller, one of the world's greatest harp players. He did a thing entitled, "Baby, You Know It Ain't Right to Treat Me This Way."
Anti-climax if I come on and do something, man. Here, can we get one more thing on it, man? Until three, right up until three. Or you can go as long all night if you want.
Sorry.
No good.
Could you do Black Knight?
Yeah, we I don't know. We just do anything. We don't make a difference. Yeah. We're gonna get out an alley.
Yes.
Okay. We go out there, huh? Thank you.
My party says another mule is kicking in your stall. Do we're gonna kind of change it around a little bit and do a little thing called Midnight Hour. Huh? We're gonna try that. Huh? How's that? Right. We'll try it, huh? I don't know. What happened with one mic? Can you get over here, Bob? Watch, we're just turning this around. Yeah. We'll turn it around and we'll. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, can we get here now? Yeah. Now, how is it, huh? Let's do it, huh? Yeah, Uncle T, let's give him a nice round of applause. Yeah. I tell you what we're going to do.
do.
We're gonna do a little thing called Pop Midnight. No, we can't do that. Can't do that no more, can we? Oh, you want me to knock on your guitar? Oh, well, we'll do a thing called... Oh, no, not in here, man. You know better. We'll do a thing called Knock on Wood. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. putting on your heart to know that somebody's rocking your cradle better than you can rock your cradle yourself. It ain't but one thing left for you to do. Pack your clothes. Turn around. Walk slowly out the door. Look back over your left shoulder, hang your head, and think. If you ever think about me. Then you make it back up on the scene when your loved one, your best friend, are now together. You walk right in, you kick down the door. Shoot him. Can't shoot her, know if you shoot her all your long time, life, love is gone forever. By the time you're making up in your mind for to forgive her, in walks another one of your friends through the door. Knowing it's going to hurt you to your heart, you go right ahead and shoot her. Shoot again, Clay. Shoot her.
Yes.
Realizing what you have done, you say, baby, baby. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. But if she don't love you, you know what she said? But if she love you, she'll look up at you with a last dying breath and say, do, 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 do.
Working since 8 o'clock. I'm so thankful for what we've got, which is like the lightest, heaviest music I've ever heard. It's something like that, man. I can't really figure it out. You're going to be at the Club 47. Have to get people down there, man, to see you. Whoa, after this. They'll be at the Club 47 Sunday through Saturday night.
Through Saturday.
Yeah, Friday, tomorrow night and Saturday. You do two. You're going to do three sets on the weekend?
Three sets
on the weekend, which means they go to 12:30, something like that, a little after, right? So for the price of, like, really, you know, $2, man, it's amazing, right, how little it costs. Just go in and really get yourself into a nice night. I want to thank... How can I thank you, man? Tomorrow night, when I come back from the Club 47 to do my show, from everyone who's here, great studio audience too, man. Like, you know, right? Thanks to the background music. That's beautiful, right? My own little gig. Until tomorrow night, when this show is made possible through contributions received from you. Yeah, right. Ed, do you know something? I have to congratulate everyone. As long as I've been working with Ed, you guys are the first ones to make him move his foot. Right? No rhythm. The most, you know, biggest, straightest stick I've ever seen, man. He's in there bouncing around, groovy. So from Ed and myself To everyone who hung around and listened until tomorrow night, thanks and adieu.